This is St. Louis Public Radio. This past summer, a group of East St. Louisans embarked on an ambitious project to establish an organization that preserves the city's past and celebrates its success stories and cultural impact. The guiding spirit of the group is Reginald Petty. The St. Louis native was a civil rights activist, a Peace Corps director, and an advisor to several U.S. presidents. He told St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmidt why the East St. Louis Historical Society is needed.
I think many people do not really know much about the real history of East St. Louis in this area, and certainly don't know the history of the early African Americans who live in this area, the things that they went through. So we're trying to establish some institutions, some buildings where people could come and actually see East St. Louis past.
What is the form that this society takes?
We're in the process now of setting up the routine 501c3 that one has to have. And we're still looking for documents of all kinds of going back to 1700s documents on East St. Louis and its history. And we want to make those available to people.
Why is knowing your personal history, your local history, why is that important for someone to know?
I think for a lot of people, a sense of who they are as individuals is really based to some extent on self-esteem, how they see themselves or how they have seen themselves or their families. The image that East St. Louis has had over time is a very negative image. What one often hears initially is, oh, it's a high crime rate. Oh, don't go to East St. Louis, you know. Be careful, you know. And people don't know that people like Ike and Tina Turner got their musical starts in East St. Louis, and they lived in East St. Louis.
What are some of the milestones that you want to hit, maybe 1 or 5 years out from now?
Well, one of the things we want to do for sure, we'd like to see a course prior to high school graduation on East St. Louis history.
Are kids right now getting that information?
No. This is nothing regarding East St. Louis history is included in our school systems. The problem is a lot of the information simply isn't known. It hasn't been gathered. East St. Louis is such a unique community, and there's so many unique people there. I think it's of value to people growing up now to know who these people are and their backgrounds and how they became who they are.
Can you describe a little bit of what it's like to see some of the youth here learn local history that they may not have known before?
You see the smile on their faces. And what I also see is a sense of, maybe if they did that, maybe I could do something like this. I'm getting that feeling of potential that they're beginning to see. And then we begin to talk about the importance of listening, the importance of learning. We begin to talk about colleges, and it opens doors to talk about the costs and saving money and some things that they could do during summer.
Going back to the Historical Society, what's the one thing that people should know about it?
It is something that is critically important. We are talking about something that I think will be a model for a number of other cities around the country, because I think this is something that a lot of people in the black community, in their black communities, should know, that they should know their history and their data, and they don't. This is fairly rare. And I think this is something that we have in mind, too, as we move along.